Take hold. Engage. You are now entering the Cerebral Podcast. Thought of the day comes from TV creator, writer, novelist, and dyslexic Stephen J. Cannell.
That self-imposed diagnosis of stupidity that kids often put on themselves is something we want to work really hard to keep off them. Because once a child quits, once a child throws his hands up and says, or her hands up and says, I'm no good, I'm not smart, I'm destined to fail, then you have a whole range of other possibilities.
Joke of the day. What writing formula is the simplest way to ensure success? Start underwriting ideas, then you can always move to overwrite your mistakes. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Cerebral Podcast. This is the 12th episode. Thank you for joining me today. In the last episode, I talked about the short story writer O. Henry and how his focus on ironic twists greatly influenced me. There was another writer who was more contemporary to the 1970s, 80s, and 90s that influenced my appreciation for creative expression. That was writer Stephen J. Cannell. He wrote and created a number of successful TV series, including The Rockford Files, Renegade, Hunter, among many other TV shows. The reason why I appreciated him and admired his talent was because he struggled during his school years with undiagnosed extreme dyslexia. Despite his intense work ethic, he failed 3 grades in high school and was unable to retain a football scholarship to the University of Oregon because of his poor academic results. One of my favorite TV shows he created was The Greatest American Hero. The show was a comedy drama about a special education teacher, Ralph Hinckley, who receives an outfit from extraterrestrial aliens. The suit gave him superhuman abilities similar to Superman. He also fought crime with the help of an FBI agent. One of the twists of the first episode was that he immediately lost the instruction manual to the supersuit. Losing the instruction manual forced him to learn his superpowers by trial and error. From awkward takeoffs to crash landings, he had to figure out from one experience to the next how to become comfortable with his new superpowers and deal with many awkward situations. Many of these situations involved when, where, and how to change into the suit. The show was on the air for 3 seasons. For fans and non-fans alike, here is the opening theme song.
Should have been somebody else.
the show resonated with me because I didn't have an instruction manual for my disability or my crutches. Therefore, I had to learn balance and support through years of trial and error. Through the trial and error, I built up strength, confidence, and courage in my mobility with my crutches. When I started with crutches, I fell about 98% of the time after walking and just losing my balance. But one of the things I learned from falling so much was how to fall correctly or not to get hurt. One of the strategies I developed not to get hurt was to fall on my knees. This provided not only a less embarrassing scene, but it also allowed me to recover more quickly from the fall. By the senior year of high school, I only fell 2% of the time. The other TV show that repeatedly resonated with me was The A-Team. It was a fictitious action-adventure show about members of the U.S. Army Special Forces. It was a combination of the movie Dirty Dozen and the Mission Impossible TV show. The show revolved around these mercenaries who were hired to complete different missions. They included Hannibal Smith, B.A. Baracus, Howling Mad Murdoch, and Templeton Peck, otherwise known as Face. These missions were conducted while they avoided the U.S. Army and parts of government scrutiny for crimes they didn't commit. For fans and non-fans alike, here is the opening sequence.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
The show resonated with me because of the execution of the complicated plan and the fact that they were a team of military survivalists. They created opportunities for their success. They also achieved success in spite of being hunted by the government. The A-Team's difficulties were dramatically driven by institutional failures and government corruption. Both of these shows helped me accumulate confidence through risk and experience. Over time, I became better by betting more on myself. I met Stephen J. Cannell briefly through a couple of America Online chats in the 90s. Here is some parting advice from Stephen J. Cannell.
You know, for the first 6 years of my life, I wrote for 5.5 hours a day and got paid zero. And those were the best 5.5 hours that I had every day. But I do, I'm not afraid to bet on myself. And you've got to bet on yourself.
How did you want to make yourself better? What bets or risks are you willing to take on yourself? I hope you enjoyed the 11th episode. Thank you for allowing me to be a voice inside your head. I would love to hear your thoughts. Please share the podcast with one person you know. Also, please rate and review the show. You can listen to the show on Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thank you to the listeners who participate in the Cerebral Podcast Facebook group. You can email the show at thecerebralpodcast@gmail.com to send questions, comments, or ideas for the show. And remember, it takes effort to be vulnerable, be accountable, and be respectful. You can be the biggest variable in your life when you take ownership. Now, take hold, engage in your world. You are now leaving the Cerebral Podcast.